Kilo Vault.
Oh! Ah! I'm afraid to trust the razor that close to my face!
Opens now.
Hey, good morning, Kilo.
Hi, this is Tyson, Scott Stamp, Staff Management.
Yeah, what's up, Tyson? How are you, man? It's Ross.
Good. Hey, Ross, how you doing, dude?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for all the support. Want to put Scott through?
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
We have Ross.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, Ross. How you doing, brother?
Very well, sir. How about you?
I am doing good, man.
Where are you doing the press stuff from home today, or?
No, I'm on the road, brother, promoting the Higher Power album.
Very nice. So you're gonna just
in Nashville. I'm in Nashville, Indiana.
Wow! So
for a show tonight.
You're going right from the solo tour straight to the Creed shows, then, huh?
Yeah, man.
Woo! Look at you. Awesome. Well, congratulations on everything. We're recording right now, and then we're gonna live after a Creed song, and then we'll talk a little bit, and I'll play the new one, the Higher Power. We'll talk about the album and everything else, man. We'll have some fun. I want to first start off saying I appreciate last time you came in, you did a great acoustic performance for us, and you were very open with some of your questions and answers, and I want to thank you for that. It was a very, very cool moment.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem. I appreciate y'all having me.
So, what else here? Hey, a couple facts and fiction for you on there. Is it true you're now Scott Stapp grandfather?
I sure am. I have a beautiful, beautiful 6-month-old grandson.
Wow.
Named Cash Nelson Stapp.
Nice.
And, you know, my son Jagger, who was the inspiration behind With Arms Wide Open, had him and his wife, Emily, had their first child. And it's crazy. I don't feel like a grandfather.
You don't look like a grandfather either, Scott. You got it together, man.
You know, well, I think they must put something in the food, man, because when I was younger, grandpas looked a lot older than they do now. I think across the board. So
you're a young 50-year-old grandfather, though, so your kid was just very busy. So I assume,
well, I appreciate it.
Cash, Johnny Cash, and then of course Mick Jagger was the inspiration for your kid, right?
No. I named Jagger his name. Because in researching, it was very important to me to name my kids, a name that had a specific meaning. And Jagger had a meaning that said, one who carries a message sent by God. And that's why I named Jagger that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Or actually, a Jagger was a message carrier, and Michael meant sent by God, his middle name.
Wow.
So Jagger tells me that in no way, shape, or form that he named his son after Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson. Wink, wink. So there you go.
That's the rest of the story. That's cool, man. But what is that like? I don't have any kids, so I will not be a grandfather, but especially because you wrote that song With Arms Wide Open about your kid, and then to have your kid deliver a child to you, that's an amazing feeling, I bet.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I mean, 3 generations. And, you know, the song is continue to impact and connect with people today, as you can see with the whole Creed resurgence. So there was definitely a higher power involved, pun intended.
Right. No, it's an amazing story, man. I'm so glad to be a part of it. What else? Anything else specific you want to talk about? I mean, obviously I'm dialing with the album. We've been playing the crap out of Higher Power. We got a date in September with you and the boys of Creed and Three Doors Down, that's like our Rockfest lineup back in the day. You guys played the first Kilo Rockfest, just right after you guys broke along with Three Doors Down, and you guys were the biggest bands in the world just months after that. It was an amazing ride.
Yeah, it's an incredible full circle moment, I think, for all of us, and we're excited about it, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and playing those songs, and I'm looking forward to getting there, on my solo tours. In May and June, and you know, playing the Higher Power album, and excited about how Higher Power has connected with folks, and you know, just blown away by the response that, you know, put a song out along the release day on the 15th called "If These Walls Could Talk" with Dorothy. You know,
she's got amazing pipes,
queen, and so I was excited about that release and the music video that came out on 15th with her and I. So for all the fans out there that are listening, make sure to go check that out. And I'm excited to just share this album with everybody. You know, I'm really proud of it. And you know, just want to get the word out, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate all the love I've gotten from the state of Colorado throughout my entire career. You know, it's been nothing but love, and I can't wait to get there and play with Creed as well as play my solo album.
Yeah, man, you talk about going to full for 0 to 100 with that many tour dates with Creed, and then the Creed cruise, and then all the solo dates. You're a busy guy. How's that feel? Is it tough to say? I mean, because when you were here doing your acoustic performance, you had to do some warm ups, and it was a process.
Well, you know, singers warm up, and singers warm down. You know, it's like an athlete, and you've got to keep your body in shape. And you know, I think sobriety's been good to me, and I think that's positioned me and enabled me to have a clean vessel to prepare me for, you know, what's ahead, and just stay on the path and try to be, you know, in the best shape physically, mentally
yeah,
spiritually.
Right. Hey, Scott. Hey, Ted Rupp. We're gonna go on live
we're good,
here, right?
Yeah, man. I thought we were live.
Hey, 94.3 Kilo. There's Creed, My Own Prison. It's Ross Ford hanging here on the phone. We got Scott Stapp. We've talked to him off the air. Hello, man. You're on the air. You're live.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for the chat this morning. I appreciate your time, as always. Fixing to hit you in the face with a brand new solo album. I can't believe I was reading on Friday when I was listening to the album, your fourth one. I was thinking 2, 3, maybe, but the fourth solo album. and, yeah, it's a great listen. Everyone knows the track we've been playing, Higher Power. That's the title track as well. How does it feel to have a new album out? What does it feel like?
Oh, it feels great, man. It's always good, you know, to finally get something that you poured your heart and soul into for a period of time, finally released in full to the public. And I've just been overwhelmed by the response of the single Higher Power and some of the first other Grat tracks that we put out in promotion of the album, how the fans have responded to those. And it's just been an exciting time. And you know, the album dropped on the 15th. And, you know, we dropped a new video for another track we put out that day, If These Walls Could Talk, featuring Dorothy, you know, a darling rock queen. I'm sure you play her material.
Yeah, and she's got amazing pipes. She's got one of I think Lizzie Hale is the best female vocalist right now, but Dorothy's a very close second.
Oh, I disagree with you.
You think she's number one?
I think she's number one by far. But I've heard her new stuff, so, you know, I'm speaking from a different perspective.
Right. There's a bunch of talented girls in the world of rock now, that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, but I support them all. They're all incredibly talented. But I'm excited about this and just want to share it with the fans. And,
right,
you know, glad, appreciate you guys are supporting the record and supporting the single. Thank you.
Of course, no problem, man. And then let's go to I want to know the difference over the years for the writing process of you, Scott, because obviously the writing sessions for the debut Creed album, fairly legendary. Is you basically in a empty apartment, a man close to the end of his rope, and just basically bleeding out his thoughts and his heart, and turn out to be something amazing in a horrible way. I always felt guilty about loving that album because the pain you went through just to get that to the light of day. How is it different now writing the new solo album, Higher Power?
Are you talking about My Own Prison?
Yeah.
I'm trying to put context on what you were saying.
Yeah, My Own Prison. Is that even true?
My Own Prison was written, you know, over the course of a long period of time. But it's no secret I had a rough childhood. And you know, a lot of those experiences played into that record and experiences that were in real time at the time as Mark and I wrote that album together. But to bring it up to speed about Higher Power, you know, I write, you know, based on where I'm at, reflection, what I observe and what I'm experiencing. And this album is no different. That's just how I write. I'm sure there's many artists that write the same way. And just try to just get it out there. And I just want to feel it. I want to connect with it personally. Cause I found that you know, when I've connected with it personally, it tends to connect with the audience. And so, you know, again, I'm proud of this one. And it's a snapshot in time of a difficult period, again, but also a hopeful period where, you know, you realize, you know, for me at least, who I need to stay connected to and what I need to stay connected to in order to continue in the life that I want to lead and be the man I want to become.
Huh. Interesting. Found out too, this guy, Scott Stapp, believe it or not, is Grandpappy Stapp now with his kid, Jaeger, having a baby, what, 6 months ago, you said?
Yeah, his name's Jagger.
Jagger.
And he had a baby, him and his wife, about 6 months ago. And yeah, man, it's definitely surreal. You know, I don't feel like a grandpa, but I am, and I'm a proud one at that. And so, you know, exciting times, man, just blessings all the way around.
I'm sure you got to look at your life now, because I bet there was points in your life, several times in your life, you probably didn't think you'd be here at 50 years old, huh, Scott?
You know, definitely. You know, drugs and alcohol can take you to some dark places. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in recovery that are listening to this, people that are seeking sobriety.
That's crazy you said that, because I had a guy call. We worked with this recovery place in Monument, called today and wanted to know the name of it. He said, I think it's time. And I was like, well, hey, stick around. I'm going to talk to Scott Stapp here in a few. Advice for those who are struggling and trying to find sobriety, because obviously you went to some dark places before you got your head straight. I know there's no easy road to instant success, but what advice could you give to someone listening this morning that is having trouble, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, you just get rid of the alcohol and drugs and your head straight. And you know, for anyone out there suffering and going through something, you know, just ask for help. You know, if you don't like where you're at, reach out. Change can happen. There are people out there that are ready to help in any way they can. You don't have to stay where you are, and you're not alone. Trust me, I've been there. It's good to be on the other side. It's nice to wake up feeling good and, you know, getting ready for a big rock show tonight.
All right. Yeah, he's on the solo tour as we speak. The guy now going to rest from the shows on the solo tour for Higher Power to here in Colorado with Three Doors Down in September at Fiddler's. You got the Creed Cruise coming up. Do you remember what was the first Creed show you ever played? Do you remember that, or one of the first shows you ever played?
Yeah, I do.
Which is, what is it?
It was probably at a bar called Yanni's in Tallahassee, Florida. That was probably one of the first Creed shows we ever played before we ever had a record deal.
Wow.
Before we had even written My Own Prison or in the process of recording it. We would go down to this little bar and play there.
Wow. And then how about outside the United States, what about the coolest concert you've ever been performing at? Like a favorite country, favorite venue? I mean, you've been all over the place. Oh, you're one of the rare artists you can say, I've played everywhere.
You know, I had a great experience in Indonesia, playing at the arena there where they had the famous Muhammad Ali fight.
Oh, wow.
The Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
I'm sure any boxing fans out there will know about the Thriller in Manila, with Muhammad Ali. And, we played that arena, and I'll never forget that show because the Indonesian people, they love to sing. And I know, I'm sure a lot of countries do, but I'll never forget that one in particular, you know, because there was 10, 15 plus thousand people that don't speak English singing every word to every song. And I even heard harmonies. That's how beautiful it was.
Wow.
So that was a special show. And then given the history of the venue, and we all got little kind of awards, so to speak, you know, commemorating the show afterwards, you know, kind of documenting that, you know, we played the sold out the venue, the famous Muhammad Ali fight.
That is cool. I bet you watched that fight in a different line every time. It's like, yeah, I was right there. I was right there. I was on stage. Cool, man. And then it's funny, Indonesia, isn't that what didn't they kick Led Zeppelin out for their long hair a long time ago? They wouldn't let them play there.
Or wait a minute.
Was that Singapore? That was maybe Singapore.
No, I don't know, man. But it's where they had the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Manila is in Indonesia. But correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm an idiot when it comes to that, Scott. I went to a public school in Colorado, Scott. I have no idea what's going on right now. Scott Stapp is our guest here. The new album Higher Power officially out as of Friday. We're going to play the new track here in a few minutes. Also, you got a 6-year-old kid now. Is that right? You got three. Are you what? You got four kids overall. Is that true?
I sure do.
What's it like having to wrangle a 6-year-old?
Man, he is one of the greatest joys of my life.
That's awesome.
I think he get better with each child. Jagger was an experiment completely. and then my daughter, affects you and changes you in a way. And so, he's probably the one that's going to get the best version of me and has so far. I love them all the same, but, just great to have been blessed. Four beautiful children.
Do you get harassed when you do school events, when you're at the Christmas pageant, or people hounding you to get autographs and stuff?
No. Nashville's pretty cool about that. There's kind of a bro code going on there.
Nice. I got a buddy who, his kid goes to the same school, or did go to the same school as one of Slash's kids. And he's like, it's so weird just to sit next to Slash watching the kids do a little performance. It's just a different world, I guess. All right. Hey, well, let's see here. Real quick, what do we got? We got a couple minutes left. I'm going to play the new song. 10 tracks on the new album, Higher Power. Do you want to take a couple, pick a song and give someone a little story to listen to? I mean, there's some that seems like are pretty heavy. Weight of the World. That's the closing track. Higher Power is, of course, very inspirational. You're not alone. Give us one track that specifically you got a cool story about, so someone can dig in when they listen to the album today.
Man, I tell you what, it's hard to pick just one. They all have a story. But you know what? Let's try What I Deserve today.
Okay. Let's see here. Where is that? Track four.
I think track four. I think that's a song that you know, really speaks to a period in my life of awakening, and really coming to grips with the fact that it's okay to have expectations in life. It's okay to have boundaries in life. It's okay to require and expect, through people, relationships, and every aspect of human connection. It's okay to expect the best out of people, and especially expect at least what you give. And so I'll set it up with that.
That's...
And it also has an incredible guitar solo by my longtime guitar player, Yannis Papadopoulos. He resides in Athens, Greece, but he flies over, and he's been in a band with me now 9 years. And I think that, that song was the first song that we wrote together. But also his solo in that song, I think, really demonstrates what an incredible global talent that he is. And I'm excited to share the song and also introduce Yannis Papadopoulos through this song.
That's just a great name right there. Yannis Pop. What is it?
Papadopoulos. It's the John Smith of Greece.
Is it really?
Apparently, it's very common.
Papadopoulos. That's smooth. It's very poetic, you know?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, here, you, Papadopoulos, on the new track, Higher Power. What do you want to say about this one before we play it?
Hey, man. Rock it, feel it, and stay in touch with it, because it'll lead you to good places.
Easy enough. Scott Stapp, thanks for the time, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
We'll see you in September.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Here's the new song, Higher Power. Scott Stapp here at Kilo. Nice, dude.
Yeah, man. I appreciate your time, bro.
Hey, likewise, man. I really do appreciate you sharing your story, Scott, and continued success. And yeah, we'll see you here soon, all right?
Yeah, brother. We'll see you in September.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.